Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome to the FemNation podcast wrap-up video of the interview we had launching this week. And I had an amazing opportunity to interview Jill Stanton with Screw the 9-to-5. And I really wanted to just come in here and collectively just go over my thoughts about who she is and what she does. This woman is a flat-out force of nature. And I was introduced to her by attending a Screw the 9-to-5 membership conference in Austin, Texas, a couple years back, and immediately was drawn to what her and Josh were doing. And so I followed them. I was part of their membership for a couple years, and I watched as they evolved and as they grew. And, you know, all of the overarching things that we do as entrepreneurs, when we kind of pick up on somebody that we really view as so authentic and transparent and really in the space for the bigger cause. So in my time, you know, observing all things Screw the 9-to-5, and particularly just, you know, touching base with Jill and, you know, reaching out inside the membership. It was a paid membership, but it was so valuable. And it was really my first opportunity to see what was available, what actually was existent in the online space. And so every now and then I'd put something in there and pick a brain, and she would always respond, but always with the utmost energy of just backing entrepreneurs and everybody who was, you know, stepping away from a 9-to-5, hence the name Screw the 9-to-5, which is brilliant, by the way. But they had since made a shift, a pivot, you know, away from the membership model because it was no longer serving their life. And that absolutely floored me because they had this wildly successful, massively huge membership community. And it was great. And I even have some fantastic friends that have, you know, come out of that online space. But to see them go through the evolution of changing what they needed to do because it no longer served them, no matter what basis or metric of success anybody put on that membership, it didn't matter because it was no longer serving them for the purpose that they needed it to be. They had bigger things to accomplish, different goals to achieve. They welcomed their son into the world at the same time, and it shifted focus and perspective and everything they wanted to gather out of this business. I was literally in awe of how that all transacted and the move to change when change was necessary. You know, and to be able to make that difference in setting the example of when a business model or method no longer serves you at your very core, then you have to shift it. And all entrepreneurs in the early stages, we all struggle with the financial aspect of it because it's, we got to make more money. We got to make some money. We got to make this, you know, this business, you know, profitable to some degree to where I'm not just dumping money into it to where that feels like, you know, all I have is just a hobby, or I can't be considered a business owner, or I don't consider myself a business owner because I'm not actually making money at XYZ business. Those are stories that we all tell ourselves, but there is a threshold that we cross. And for different people, it's at varying stages, but there's a threshold we cross that the financial aspect of it, the money that we bring in, is no longer the indicator of our success. We are passionate about what we do, who we serve, how we solve problems, solutions we provide. But we also learn in this journey that it has to fulfill the very depths of what we need it to be from the inside looking out. And Jill did that so wonderfully. And yes, I was sad that the membership was no longer going to be active, but I still have a ton of the people that I met in there that I, you know, ping every now and then, or we have a message, or we see each other at conferences. We're still in the same space. But what they did was such a journey for me to watch, because it was fascinating that they stepped against the status quo. Everybody said, you guys are the gurus of this, and you guys are the ones that are, you know, paved the way for this, and now you're walking away from it. And not in disregard, but, and not in ill intention, but just confused. You know, everybody's just like, what? Why would you do that? Because so many of us, and so many that have heard their message and resonated with them, you know, we're still in this spot that we need to make money in order for our business to be real. But in fact, they taught us a lesson without teaching us a lesson, that it has to come from within. And no amount of money is ever going to change that. No amount of money is ever going to solve that problem for us. And no amount of money is ever going to be able to be the benchmark when we are passionate and creative and know that we are called to serve a purpose in this world. So I hope you enjoy that episode with Jill Stanton, because I sure did. It was fun. You may not know this totally, but we were recording in my hotel room in Toronto when I was up there for a mastermind with them. And it was so fantastic because it was just so low-key, laid back, and just a neat experience, and being able to connect with somebody who I have viewed with the utmost respect as a woman entrepreneur in, you know, in all things moving forward in the entrepreneurial space. It was such a treat for me to be able to have her on the podcast. And I am so grateful, eternally grateful, for the opportunity to have interviewed her. So if you guys check the show notes, check her episode and listen to it, because she is wise and she has so many cool things to say and has been around the online entrepreneurial circuit for quite some time. And I mean, if there's ever anything you need to know, definitely hit them up in one of their links, because they are just neat, neat people and they are very authentic and they do reach out. So I thank you guys for listening to this episode and my thoughts and my ramblings around the experience of interviewing Jill Stanton with Screw the 9 to 5. And as always, hit me up in my show notes with the all things Reaching White Dove and have the conversation. Ask me more about what it is that comes up with these episodes bring up for you. But keep moving forward and keep pushing one foot in front of the other, because it's in the conversations and it's in the learning and listening to the episodes and leaning on those people, but it's in the constant evolution that we learn what it is that we were called to do if we don't have ultimate clarity in it. So hit it up, and I will look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.